This is the Composer's Datebook for November 2nd. I'm John Zeck. Remember the film Amadeus? Mozart purists had a lot of bones to pick with that one when it first came out in 1984. It was based on the play of the same name, which opened at the National Theatre in London on today's date in 1979. Peter Schaffer's play retold the story of Mozart's final years in Vienna and the posthumous gossip that somehow it was the petty jealousy and backstabbing intrigue of Antonio Salieri which hastened Mozart's untimely demise. There was even a romantic legend that Salieri had actually poisoned Mozart, which Schaffer gave his own psychological spin to. Music historians were quick to attack Schaffer's play as wildly inaccurate and downright unfair to poor old Salieri, whom they defended as really not all that bad a fellow. Accurate or not, Schaffer's play was a big hit, and 5 years later was made into that wildly successful film. The movie version of Amadeus prompted millions of new converts to rush out and snap up any copies of Mozart's Requiem they could find. Some of them were even lured into the concert halls to attend live performances of Mozart's music, unaccompanied this time by popcorn. And what about our friends, the music historians? Well, they couldn't even find comfort in the old public relations adage, "There's no such thing as bad press as long as they spell your name right." Because according to them, even Schaffer's title was misspelled. Mozart never signed his middle name Amadeus, preferring instead the French version Amadei. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.